Marius.
Yeah, hi, Antonios. It's Paul from Local Splash. Of course, you and I spoke earlier, and I've tried calling Vanessa a couple of times now this morning, and it's just going to the voicemail. So I'm not sure if you might be able to contact her, either call her or message her, or perhaps even get that billing information.
I can give you the billing information.
Okay.
You need to call her when you authorize the payment, because she has, she can transfer the money around because the account, where the taker comes from, usually transfer money and then we let it go through, you know.
Got it. Yeah, we could do that. And I would be able to reach her in the next 15 minutes or so?
I can give you the billing info.
Okay.
Now.
Is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
A Visa, okay.
Uh-huh.
So that should start with a 4.
How do you know that?
Well, every Visa starts with a 4, MasterCard start with 5, American Express
really?
Card start
I didn't
with
know
3.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. All right, so it's a Visa. It's 4258.
Mm-hmm.
2945.
Okay.
0370.
Yes, sir.
7200.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
413.
So I've got 413/413 on the back of the card. I've got 11 or November of 2027 for the expiration date. And then the card itself is at 4258-2945-0370-7200.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, does that bill at the 5641 General Washington Drive or the other address?
Okay, so 5641 General Washington Drive is out of the picture. It's
okay.
Nowhere to be
yeah.
found on my files, on my credit cards, anywhere.
Right,
you don't
that's populated from the wrong page. I already updated that information.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the showroom location or a home address that it bills at?
Yeah, this is out in Manassas, that
okay.
11850 Livingstone Road.
That's the billing, and it's unit 147, right?
147, yes.
Yes, I've got that saved on the other page, and this just populated from an older page. And then that's the actual billing address of that card as well, and zip code 20109.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as that payment, you said I need to make sure that the funds are available by contacting Vanessa, right?
Yeah, you can call her. She's at the doctor's office now.
Oh, I see.
But you can call her a little later, and she's going to tell you when to run the credit card and everything.
Okay.
Usually, we transfer money.
We do still have that client interview scheduled at 11 o'clock. Do you think if I tried it now, there would be funds available for the $299?
I don't know. You can try, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I may or may not be able to reach her, and then, of course, we don't want to have to reschedule that follow-up call. So give me just a minute here, and I'll see. It's just a soft search to see if it would process that payment. Won't give you any, like, overdraft fees or anything like that.
I got you.
And it is for the exact amount. We did the voice verification already, of course. So you know that it's month to month. There's no contract. It bills for the $299. In this case, it's going to be today's date. I believe the 28th is something that we also read into the voice verification as it was planned to bill this morning just before the actual client interview. And then we should be able to give you that follow-up call. My system is just updating right now, so it takes a second or two. And then you'll receive a confirmation email with our automated, through our automated system with our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. So you'll get that by way of email. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. And that email address will be on there as well. But it does look like I have to give Vanessa a call to transfer those funds. I may need to reschedule that that follow-up call if I can't get in touch with her in the next 10 minutes or so. What would be a good backup time if we can't do the 11 o'clock? There's a 12 o'clock and a 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's also...
We can do this afternoon.
This afternoon. So there's a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock?
4 o'clock's good.
4 o'clock? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to reschedule it, we'll reschedule it for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good, Antonius. I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.